here at the 2017 GAC, and we're here with Visa's Doug Leighton.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Filene's Mark Myers. How are you, sir?
Bomb diggity.
Bomb diggity. Wow. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yes, you will.
Hey, thanks for joining us here. You guys have some important news to talk about. Centers for Excellence. Centers of Excellence?
It's the Center of Excellence.
War for Talent.
The War for Talent.
Okay.
Right.
Divulge. Give us the 411. What's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. About a year ago, Filene changed how it's approaching research. So we structured 5 centers of excellence. Mm-hmm. And the last one to come online, and a very important one and critical one to the future of credit unions, is the War for Talent.
Okay.
And it is exclusively focused on how do we attract the best and the brightest talent from the front line all the way up to the boardroom to work with credit unions, lead credit unions, and set the vision and the direction of credit unions.
Right on, right on. And so you guys are kind of supporting the whole kit and caboodle, to be a technical term.
It's a big darn deal.
It is a big darn deal, by golly. So yeah, give us your take on this whole.
Well, yeah, I mean, we absolutely agree with Filene that this is a critical initiative for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's to make sure that there is a pipeline of creative, excited, technologically minded young people working their way through credit unions and building their careers in credit unions,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
not necessarily coming to credit unions at the end of their careers.
Because
yeah. There's so much great opportunity within the credit union movement to do really great stuff. And a lot of it is just making sure that we have the right tools for the credit unions mm-hmm. to attract that talent into their credit union.
So how did this whole thing start? What was the impetus here? What sparked this whole centers and this war, that type of thing?
I think there's two things, right? The centers of excellence concept, there's this notion of there are many issues facing the future of credit unions. And we really worked with academics, with donors, with members, credit union members.
Mm-hmm.
What are the most compelling issues that we need to address to advance cooperative
mm-hmm.
finance? And this is how we landed on the 5, right?
Okay.
And War for Talent really became a critical ingredient. The notion of working with Visa was they had spotted some of our inaugural work around doing some incubation for product development for attracting low to moderate income households
mm-hmm.
to credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Visa liked what they saw, and as our strategy was evolving, it was Doug and his colleague Oliver and Rob who said, this is where Visa should be playing as well.
Okay, okay. Anything to add there?
Yeah, my personal story here is all around GAC, and that is 3 years ago I came here, and it was overwhelming how many people were here.
Yeah.
But I spent that entire year working with the credit union movement and meeting many different participants. And when I came back the next year, last year, I felt very at home. But part of that was around the engagement with Filene. So in the morning, we had our breakfast, just as we did this morning,
mm-hmm.
and recognized that the War for Talent Center of Excellence was an opportunity. In the evening, at the Herb Wegner dinner,
mm-hmm.
which we'll be a part of again this year, we had Crashers sit at our table. And for me, that was a transformative event because the excitement and the energy that the Crashers brought to that room and to our table, and the fact that they took our business cards and then were sending us questions afterwards,
really
reaching out and asking
right
to
on.
Be mentored and asking questions from our perspective.
That's refreshing.
To me, it was like, this is the exact kind of folks that we need to make sure there are lots of.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in our initiative, which is not only supporting the War for Talent, but also the Cooperative Trust and the Crashers to continue that program and to make sure that this stays vital.
Well, there's so many opportunities in this industry right now, because we all know, being in this industry for a while, that there's a mass exodus of CEOs that are retiring. I mean, they set a great foundation, they set the plate, they set the table really nicely for the rest of us, and
mm-hmm.
now there's all these opportunities, these openings, and it sounds like you guys, the timing for this is really spot on.
It's terrific.
Yeah. Very cool. So what's the ultimate goal here? What do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, creating new careers, making this industry better. What else is on the plate?
So when you look at talent, and you look at people, when you've got a good team, they can handle any curveball that's thrown at them. And so what we hope to achieve as we move forward, not only with the Cooperative Trust, but with this War for Talent Center of Excellence, is the notion of you'll see credit unions grow, thrive, survive, but thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And as we evolve, as we have all these unknowns that seem to kind of be manifesting as we go through this, you know, transcendence of technology and all these good things,
oh, yeah.
that that talent will help us get there. And leverage it. So,
well, it's expected with this generation. You know, it's the norm for them. You know, for us.
I also think that when you bring in talented people, you bring in a new generation of leaders, then that attracts the members that are of that same generation.
Exactly.
So not only does it ensure the vitality and the vibrancy of credit unions moving forward, mm-hmm. it also makes sure that their member base evolves along with them.
Yep. Very cool. All right, guys. Anything to wrap up? Any last words to wrap up here?
I think if Ed Filene were alive today, he'd look at a lot of what's happened in the credit union sector. He would be amazed. He'd look around here today. He'd look at the institutions that he helped seed and find. And he'd say, hey, you know, this is great stuff. Look at all you've done.
Yeah.
And then he'd pause as he did, and he would push. And he would say, your work has really only just begun, and progress is the constant replacing the best. There's just something better still.
Yep, exactly. Keep your foot on the pedal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Doug, any last words?
No, I can't tell you how excited I am to be part of organizations like Filene, and also we're supporting Q's as well.
Right on. Oh, yeah. That's right.
And to collectively push forward this notion that there's so many great opportunities for young folks in credit unions really gets me excited.
That's pretty awesome.
Young folks, so come on! It's here for the taking. All right, Doug, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Mark,
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.